It's Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson, where we're now having our weekly Aldershot Town update, and joining me is Shots boss Andy Scott. Well, firstly, Andy, if we can just reflect on Luton away on Saturday, a 1-0 defeat conceding late on, but what were your overall thoughts on your team's performance on the day?
I thought we played really well. Obviously, you know, they scored a late goal, like you say, and, you know, the role they're on at the moment and the players they've got. Obviously, they're doing very well, but we held them and for a long time, and in fact we had some very good chances and we looked dangerous going forward, and we couldn't quite get a goal to get ahead, but you know, the performance was very, very encouraging, and that's what we had to do. Obviously the lads were very down at the end because we'd got so close to getting something out of a game that no one expected us to, but you know, we needed to make sure that we took positives out of it, which we did.
When you concede so late on in a game like that, is it a sense of frustration or proud of the players?
I was definitely proud of them. You know, there's no doubt about that. You know, we put a lot of effort into the preparation for the game, and the game plan was carried out, you know, very well. We just maybe a bit of final quality in the final third, but even at the end, in injury time, their keeper made a terrific save, and if we'd got something out of it, no one would have begrudged us a point at least. And you know, so to come away with nothing was disappointing, but we need to make sure that we didn't affect us mentally and physically for Tuesday night's game.
You just mentioned there Mark Tyler made a great save at the end, and probably the mark of the overall performance would be that 8,000 people gave you a standing ovation at the end, which isn't normally done, is it?
No, it's not normally done, and you know, we were lucky to have been given a standing ovation with you know, having had 3 points under our belt, but you know, it does show that we are capable of playing on that stage with that quality and against the team that's inevitably going to go and win the league probably by the end of this week. So you know, and it was important we didn't dwell on the negatives of obviously not picking up a point, but we looked at the positives of the fact that we played so well and created a lot of chances and performed well as a team and didn't look like a team that was so far behind them.
Tuesday night, Andy, a 4-1 fantastic win at Alfreton. That was a performance full of belief and desire right from the off, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think that after Saturday, obviously, you know, we came in Monday and we just wanted to make sure that we were concentrating on Tuesday night, and there was a different feel about the place there has been for a few weeks. When you consider we got a good result against Hyde, we played very well against Luton, and we knew that, you know, we're capable, you know, we had a couple of new additions, Mark Phillips and Manny coming back, it's given us a bit of a lift. We've sort of come up against adversity. We've got a small squad, but they're very together and tight. From the off, we were outstanding. Got a good goal from Martin from a free kick after good work from Stanners, and then scored, you know, straight away after that. So it gave us a nice cushion. But even in the second half, we didn't look nervous. We didn't get nervous. We stayed doing exactly the same things, and that's what we needed to do. At times, we've sort of took a foot off the pedal a little bit when we've gone ahead and allowed the teams to come back at us. But we didn't do that on Tuesday night, and we could have scored a few more goals. In fairness.
The tempo was fantastic, and that platform with the early dominance, scoring 2 goals in the first 16 minutes, you know, that showed the excellent tempo, wasn't it?
Yeah, we started very well, and we've said it all season long, you've got to start well and let your intentions be known to the opposition. But we kept that. I mean, the big concern going into Tuesday night was obviously the fact that we'd played so well against Luton but put so much effort in that we would have been struggling physically, but tempo of our play and the attitude of the players was fantastic for the full duration of the game, and a real testament to their physical capabilities. You know, we looked dangerous every time we went forward, but defensively we looked very solid against a very direct side. Free kicks and corners and long throws, we had to deal with that very well against a powerful side, and we coped really, really well. And there was times they couldn't get the ball off of us, and you know, there was a couple of our fans walked past us 10 minutes into the second half and proud of the performance that the lads were putting in, and that's what we want to do. We want to make the fans proud of the performance and know that they're doing everything they can to get the result. Everyone who was there on Tuesday night, you know, without a doubt appreciated what had been gone on.
Normally when you win 4-1 you look and say he was a standout player, he was, but you can't really pick out a standout because it was just a fantastic team performance, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. See, when you reassess the game and look over it, you think, oh, he played well, and like you say, there wasn't a bad performance out there, you know, both with and without the ball. That's the key. You know, if you can do that, certainly away from home, you've got to be strong as a group without the ball, but also good with it. There was a sense at half time that the job wasn't done yet and that we needed to go and do it again. And you know, we had our probably most experienced side out there, apart from probably Barks and Tonks, but you know, Jordan's played a lot of games now, and all the other lads that were out there have played plenty of football and know what's required, and at this stage of the season sometimes that helps you.
The last couple of weeks have been a hectic fixture schedule, Andy, and Jaden Gibbs wasn't in the squad. There was four subs named. What is sort of the injury latest with the team?
Yeah, Jaden's body's just basically given up on him now. He's probably been playing for 3 months with an injury that people would have had an operation on, so the credit's got to go for him to putting himself through that pain every single game. He's been struggling to walk the day after a game, so credit to him. He hasn't been able to train, but we think the hernia pops a little bit on Saturday, and he managed to carry on for another half an hour, which is fantastic to be able to do that and put your body through that. But obviously he's suffering for that. You know, we've got him, booked him in for an operation at the end of the season, but he's prepared to wait till then, see if we can get some minutes out of him between now and then if he's needed. So Chris Barker obviously has been a big miss for us as well, but he's starting to do a little bit more, and same with Anthony Tonkin. So we're getting there. We're hopeful that at least two of those players will be involved for Salisbury, and hopefully maybe one for Macclesfield.
As you say, Macclesfield away this Saturday. Is it a case of looking to take Tuesday night's excellent result into Saturday?
Without a doubt. You know, we've set standards now for the last two away games that we've got to keep to. And it's very easy to play at Luton in front of big crowds and raise your game. But we managed to do that at Alfreton in a tough tie. You know, the belief is there. You know, like, we're really, really looking forward to the game. You know, and that's something that we haven't had a great away record this season. If we can turn it around in this week, then what a time to do it. You know, and we've put ourselves really in touch with the teams above us. It was nice, actually. We came in the dressing room afterwards and we had a great result, and the fact that Hereford had won as well didn't really dampen the mood. It was a case of, oh well, like, we'll go again. We know that we've got them and that's an opportunity to beat them. We're closer to Chester and Southport, and there's a points total that we need to get to, and we're 3 points closer to it now, and obviously our goal difference is a massive help. Obviously we've got to reproduce that form against Macclesfield, otherwise the performance at Alfreton doesn't count for as much.
Well, Andy, thanks for joining me and good luck Saturday.
Cheers, thanks.